This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. President Joe Biden met Pacific Island leaders for a second White House summit on Monday, part of a charm offensive aimed at curbing further inroads by China into a strategic region that Washington has long considered its own backyard. Before welcoming the island leaders gathered under the umbrella of the 18-nation Pacific Islands Forum, President Biden announced U.S. diplomatic recognition of two more Pacific Islands, the Cook Islands and Niue.
Not only will I be exonerated, but I still will be the New Jersey's senior senator.
U.S. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez on Monday said he wasn't going anywhere after prosecutors charged him and his wife with taking bribes from three New Jersey businessmen, defying calls from some elected leaders in his own party to step down.
To those who have rushed to judgment, you have done so based on a limited set of facts framed by the prosecution to be as salacious as possible.
The latest probe is the third time Menendez has been under investigation by federal prosecutors, though he has never been convicted.
In other news, marking his first trip to Africa as Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin met Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed in Djibouti, then headed to Kenya's capital of Nairobi. Two soldiers from Bahrain were killed in an attack along the border between Yemen and Saudi Arabia, the Bahraini military said on Monday, highlighting persistent insecurity in the area. Russian airstrikes and shelling killed six people in Ukraine and caused significant damage to infrastructure at the Black Sea port of Odessa and to grain storage facilities as well.